TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn.
Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Bitch. Yo, yo. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Puts it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get it misconstrued, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice, because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little headlight is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer. A baddie, yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, like mass burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Yeah, what's going on? It's Real Rap with Nikki. It's your man, Brooklyn Black. We're definitely in the building. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Nikki, what's good?
Hey, what's going on, Black? How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Sorry, everyone, that was tuned in earlier. We was having, like, some technical difficulties. But that's neither, you know, here or there. Shouting out to everybody that's definitely tuned in right now. I know, is Sand in the building?
Yeah,
it's here. What's going on?
Yo, what's happening?
What's going on, everybody? All right. Well, being that we are kind of pressed for time, I definitely do want to shout out everybody that is tuned in, listening to Real Rap with Nikki. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Shout out to At Thoughts of Sand. And definitely shout out to At Moselli. And he's going to kill me for how I pronounce it. I was practicing this name all day. But definitely a dope-ass clothing designer. I want to ask you guys, did you see the pieces of clothing that I was tweeting?
Yeah, I seen it.
All right,
it's
cool.
Some
Black.
Good work, though. It's some good work.
Okay. Black, did you see?
Nah.
I know you're extra, extra busy. But, all right, let's start this off with a little bit of sports because I know you fellas, you know, y'all definitely into that. And we don't have time to sit here and wait for this nigga to make a decision. So moving on. All right. I don't know if you are familiar with the Yankees. I know you guys probably are. You are?
Nah.
Okay. No? Why? Don't, because you're not from New York. You know what I'm saying? And New York Stadium is not too far from me. You know what I'm saying? The New York Yankee Stadium is not too far from me. So I want to know why you do not like the Yankees, fan.
I mean, nothing against the Yankees, but, baseball just ain't my thing at all. Being from Miami, so baseball ain't nothing. I'm Hispanic. It's an Hispanic sport.
Oh, my gosh. Nigga called it the Hispanic sport. Damn. What do you have to say about that, Black? I mean, because I know you're from fucking New York, yo. And I know you fuck with the Knicks and everything. You said what?
That was a little bit racist.
And the nigga said it's a Dominican sport. Like, I mean, well, oof, I said Dominican. I got it from the. I meant you said.
Yeah. Without one type of Spanish people.
I meant
like,
to say.
No Puerto Ricans playing, no Mexicans playing, no
I'm pretty sure. I honestly, to be honest with you, I really didn't mean to say that. I really didn't. I was too busy trying to quote Stan, and I actually came out and said Dominican, and I did not mean to. I meant to say Hispanic. I really did. Anyway.
Y'all know we're playing around, you know, in the game races. You know, yeah, she's on the block.
We're not much
Spanish people over there.
Mostly Spanish,
but, you know, y'all anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Where I live now, it's like a mixture of the, you know, the West Indies and Hispanic. It is like a mixture.
Oh, so you get, like, jerk chicken and platanos and shit.
Yeah, I get that around here, and sometimes I get tired of it.
Or you get bun cake and empanadas.
I don't really like bun cake too much, but I like empanadas.
There it is.
And I like the beef patties that are over here. Damn, I believe they're on 227th and White Plains Road in the Bronx, New York. Like
nah,
I forget
the best spot for tacos and burritos. Even at Panadas, because they open like 24/7, right there in the Bronx, Fordham Road, before you hit the Deegan.
Is it a Coochie Frito spot?
Nah,
no?
it's a little taco cart. Yo,
oh,
if you
okay.
ever been to Jimmy's Ross Cafe, X Factor, or whatever the hell it's called now, you know the spot I'm talking about.
All right. Well, how do you feel about the Yankees before I start to share the information that came across?
Man, you know, that's kind of sad with, like, all the money we dishing out for salaries for players and coaches and as much money as they pay for, they charge for tickets and charge for beers and T-shirts and that motherfucker. There should be no reason why we have all this expensive-ass talent. And we under 500. We about to hit the all-star break, and we under 500.
Yeah, so I take it, you've been to the stadium. Have you been to the new one?
I haven't been to a Yankee stadium in about 15 some years. The last time I went, a hot dog cost me damn near $10.
They don't call it the evil empire for nothing. It's all about that money, man.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let me ask you a question. How much is a beer or a alcohol beverage at a concert?
I don't know, probably the same person. That's why you won't catch my black ass here. That's up to the sheep and wig.
Same price.
Wow.
They be having that Spanish dude do a concert at Yankee Stadium, and I know a beer in there is like $8 or something. Like, I'm good.
God, that's just domestic.
I'll go
deal.
To the bar right across the street and pay $5 for a beer. Beer and a shot, and then go to the damn concert.
Yeah.
So, wait, let me ask you a question. So are you the type of guy to go to a movie theater and basically
with
either
chicken,
go
with chips, popcorn,
yes,
candy,
yes.
I with a trench coat full of shit.
She gotta bring the, you know what I'm saying, bring the biggest bag she can find.
Yeah, you gotta have that big-ass Michael Kors suitcase-looking purse.
I do, you know, I have me a couple of Michael Kors, and you know,
you know I do.
That's that job.
Okay, yeah, we gonna stash the chicken in the macaroni in the bagel bag.
Yeah.
Okay. We gonna have all the chips and shit.
You already know.
Yo, I gotta pass it down to a science.
You already know.
Okay. Well, anyway, you guys, because I'm not even going to sound like I don't do that, because, yes, the movie theater is one place that I would say definitely rapes you as far as the concessions thing. Because, you know, sometimes if you happen to go to an early movie, which is considered the matinee, you know, they definitely have reasonable prices and, you know, for the movie. But when you get to that concession. Okay, listen, you know, because you're talking like you know, where they rolled up to the fucking, where the theaters was outside,
you know
outside movie.
Were $3, $5 upstate, you know what I'm saying, $10, you know what I'm saying, you went to the regular time for a movie, and that's most I was paying. That's why I buy bootlegs. Why? Because I could get three of them sub bitches for $10.
Nah.
It's all about getting the right ones though, cause you can't. Cause I would.
Homeboy Umbuku.
Oh my god.
Uh oh.
Yo, he have the hookups. Like, he be at the fucking studio while they filming the motherfucker. It be that clear.
Dang.
And I've been rocking with him for like 6 years.
Interesting.
Wow.
Shout out to Umbuku.
Right, shout out to him. Well, what I was going to say about the Yankees was that if anybody did care, that they did lose their starting pitcher. How do you pronounce his name? Tanaka.
Tanaka.
They put him on, they put him on a 15-day DL. If anybody doesn't know what that is, it's disabled list due to inflammation in his elbow. As if the Yankees didn't have enough injuries, losing a lot of other people, such as who? CeCe.
Yeah.
And
Sabathia,
yes. And I pronounce his name as Ivan, but I guess it's Ivan. I don't know.
Ivan Nova.
And Carlos Beltran, he was already placed on the concussion DL.
They got that nigga for 15 days. Somebody they already injured. Like, that's what it's fucking. That's like going out and buying a brand new broke TV.
Oh man. We definitely gotta definitely get to our interviewee, and before we do that, I definitely do want to go into a commercial break. And on this commercial break, oh boy, thank you for everybody that has sent in your submission to even get on the show. We're right with Nikki, and to even be judged in Cram It or Jam It. And for all of, you know, for those who don't know how I give it up, when we do these type of things, we keep it all the way real. You know, I'm going to definitely let you know if your music is shit or if it's definitely what it is and what you need to work on and how I feel. Yeah, basically. So, Black, because we definitely, when we get back, we definitely want to, we got our interview in the building and we definitely want to get you know, wrapped up with that.
All right, I got y'all. So we're going to do our first Cram It or Jam It right now?
The first one is, who are you playing?
All right, we're going to get to some Fly Kid Chris.
Is that the
bottomless pit?
All right.
It's Twitter at Fly Kid Chris, and that's kid with two eyes. So
kid.
I guess it's Fly Kid Chris.
Kid Chris.
I'm a little bit slow because you know, like I'm doing 101 things. So you said his name is who at Fly
Kid Chris.
Kid with a okay.
Kid with two eyes.
Okay, that's what I... And then Chris?
Yeah.
With the C?
With a C.
Oh, okay. All right.
The power of communication, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Thank you.
Chris, bottomless pit. Real rap with Nikki, 347-857-4302. We'll be right back.
With a mathematic immaculate magical medic backing, I'm stacking cash and I'm packing and packing. I'm mustache in the cash, the fast rats with a match, no match box. Want a box and a box to match. I'm spitting fire with dragons, I'm dragging on in this lyrical poem in the bottomless pit, rapping until I reach the bottom of it. Lyrical dreams, give her the D, nigga, that's lyrical dreams. Dreams of a king, never seen on the scene, never seen either. Battle me, you're gonna end up in a coffin. I'm coughing lyrical hiccups, hiccups, lyrical coughing hiccups. Guess I'm contagious, niggas be stealing my bases based on your stolen bases. You basically never fucking with me. I got two bitches and two twos, playing 2K. Too many twos, two Z's, 22, that's 2K. Going to pay, 2J, only 22. Got two twin sets of 22, two. Get the calculator later, all them alphanumeric bars still trying to count. Time to shut your mouth or you don't want ass, can't find it now. Damn, nigga, bad connection, get your balls up. Spiritual, individual, spirit visuals, miserable. Look at you, nigga, no one is feeling you, hearing you. Hops in the flow, lyrical bury you. Might as well hop in, nigga, and let me bury you. Yo, you wanna hear my shit? Nah. All you get is nods, nigga, like Illmatic. I'm back at it, I'm lyrically athletic like crack addict. Nigga, you bad at it. Bad habits, I'm going off on the beat like B-Rabbit. I'm lyrically fitting for 8 miles, about 8 miles per hour. Unlimited gas, nigga, that's high power. Poetic, always potent and spit poetry. Picture a poet perspective, painting poetry. Paul Pierce, the poet. Police pick him up for pickpocketing poems. I'm pissed, pure passionate poet. Pop is proud, pencil it in parentheses. Please. Niggas talking like I fell off, but what you call fall off a face into a bottomless pit, bitch.
Yes, and we are back. That was Fly Kid Chris with Bottomless Pit.
Yes.
We're right with Nikki. 785-72. This portion of programming is brought to you by Uncle Louie's Perm Relaxer. You want that shine? You want that glow? Hit up Uncle Earl and he'd be good to go. Uncle Earl's Perm and Shine. Yes.
Uncle Earl, yes. If you definitely want that motherfucking S curl, definitely get that. But yes, going back to Cram It or Jam It. This was at Real. I mean, no, it wasn't at Real. It was at Fly Kid Chris at Bottomless Pits. All right. It was, you know, I would. I don't know. I don't know if I will cram it or jam it. I want to let Stan give me his, because I'm still like, you know, I'm more of like a lyrically content person, and I'm just trying to, you know, just get all together. But thoughts to Stan, what would you do? Would you cram it or would you jam it?
I wouldn't listen to that crap. I don't know. He said a lot. He mumbled a lot. Too much alliteration. He could have slowed it down a little bit, you know, let us digest exactly what he's saying. He just sounded like a bunch of rambling to me, even though, I mean, bar-wise, it connected well, but it sounded like a bunch of rambling to me. I don't want to hear that jump. Jump weak to me, though, honestly.
All right, Black?
Hi.
Would you camera or would you jam it?
Here's what appealed to me, yeah, because y'all know I'm the resident old nigga here at Real Rap with Nicki. So, the beat, you know what I'm saying? Now, you can't always think your joint's going to pop because you got a sample on throwback beat, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had me at the beat, and like really open and see like you all this extra smart. I don't know, like, I couldn't really call it, you know what I mean? Like, it was, like, you was trying to sound mad prolific, and then you just, I don't fucking know. So, I'm going to have to.
Thank you. The hell was that? Like, what? I don't know what that nigga was doing in the studio, man. That nigga, that was tripping.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not, come back to me, like, yeah, I'm going to have to cram it. But I definitely would like to hear more of At Fly Kid Chris because, you know me, I don't like to judge anybody off of just one track that I heard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because maybe it was the one that you thought was your best, but it really was your worst. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so I would definitely need to hear more, but that track right there, Bottomless Pit, I believe, nah, I'm going to cram that. I'm going to hit the switch button. I'm going to the next song, and hopefully it's different. But, yes, Black. I definitely can't wait to get this interview popping, and I know he's ready to actually get in the building. All right, so let me clear my throat. You know, let me take a sip. Let me clear my throat. All right. Excuse me?
Got to throw
in
a suit jacket or some shit?
Yeah, you said. Whatever. Whatever. No. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are definitely tuning in, I am proud to present one of the, you know, underground fashion designers that I have come across to be, you know, a really talented individual. And if we can all give a round of applause, a great welcome for Mo Mazzoli.
Yo.
What's going on? I know you're going to kill me because I said it, I practiced the name so many times today, but I feel like I'm still saying it wrong. So if you can, please just introduce yourself to everybody that's tuning in to Real Rap with Nicki and my panel.
Yeah, the name's Moselle. That's my name. But the clothing brand is called Moselle. That's how that's how you pronounce it. Moselle.
Let me say it again. Moselle. Yes.
Moselle. Yeah. Whoever is talking about the suit jacket, you might want to throw that on, though, you know. Might want to throw that on when I walk in the room, you know.
That's what's up. Thank you for tuning in and coming through and even showing love and taking the time out to do this interview. You know, I definitely do appreciate it.
No problem.
So, you're welcome. I know you were tuning in, and the song that just came on by At Fly Kid Chris. Bottomless Pit. I want to know, would you cram it or would you jam it?
I mean, like y'all was already saying, you know, it could be his, you know, his opinion of it, his best track. He could have some other shit in the works, is where it's like he got something doper. But you know, I mean, I would personally would, you know, just hear more myself though. But what y'all were saying though, you know, you might have him go back in the lab and you know turn into a monster on y'all. So I don't know.
I mean, you know, it's just only honesty, and we're not gonna jam that. I can't do that. But
yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, he got flow. I mean, you know, he's on beat. It's not like he's off beat. You know,
exactly.
Word. So it's like you never know what he could bring in the future. You know, he could just be starting out. You know, somebody got. You know, we got all short from somewhere. So, you know.
You're definitely right. And like I said again, I would like to hear more from him. I just not that song. And I was trying to get into it. Like I like the beat, but you know,
yeah,
it is what it is. Though he definitely did retweet. So hopefully he doesn't, you know, go crazy because we'll have to shut down.
Pro artists can take criticism though, so he be honest.
No, some of them can, some of them can't. And I,
yeah.
Believe it or not, like I didn't have some crazy ass response, some crazy ass, you know, people.
Oh, that's why I say a real artist. Yeah, that's why I say a real artist would, you know, take all of that into consideration. And like a real artist would do that.
Exactly. All right. So I know you're ready to get this interview cracking. And first things first, I want to know, what inspired you to get into the fashion industry?
Actually, just to start off, it was my boy from back home. He actually was doing a little something on the side with his clothing brand. And I don't know, it just seemed easy. But beforehand, I used to design my own clothing when I used to do music myself, you know, a few years back. So I was always, you know, already into it. I just never took it serious. But, you know, after I fell back off the music, you feel me, you know, I just picked up the clothing and, you know, I ran with it, did my homework. And, you know, I'm an artist myself anyway as far as, you know, drawing, visuals, all of that. So, you know, it was far more easier, you know, for me to, you know, adapt to that. So, you know, after that, you know, I just pretty much took it serious. So, but yeah, just shout out to my boy Jumbie for that, because you know he pretty much the one that got me looking at it like that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely the shout out. All right, second question. If you had to work with anyone in this industry, who would it be and why? If you had to link up with somebody and put a couple of pieces together and it had to be a collaboration, who would it be and why?
Is that for as mainstream industry, like someone already in a corporation or you know,
as far as we're going to keep it along the lines of what you do, so as far as designers, clothing designers?
Well, honestly, besides, you know, Balenciagas and, you know, Louis V and, you know, the basics that's out there that everyone hear of, you know, pertaining to music-wise, I mean, honestly, I don't really follow them. I don't know of them, you know the people behind the scenes or all of that. So, I mean, only one I would even know of right now would be Kanye, you know. So, I mean, I would say Kanye West. I mean, honestly, he's definitely, I'm not going to say inspiration. I mean, well, I'm going to just use it as an inspiration. I'm going to say that then because I really don't follow what he makes. It just, it's like he allows people to see that, you know, you can be a designer without either being looked at as being gay or, you know, just pretty much voicing your opinion all around the industry. But I would, you know, right now I would say Kanye if you're talking, you know, mainstream.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard, you know, his pieces are very, very fucking pricey. But, shout out to him and what he's doing as well. All right. If you had the choice to well, put it like this. If you had an invitation to design, let's say, a dress or not even a dress, an outfit for a Grammy-nominated nominee, who would you want to style and why?
Shit, see, that's another thing. See, I could touch on that a little bit more as well. Should I design a dress? I mean, back I was in commercial art. You know, I had won a competition for, you know, best, you know, dress being designed, you know, actually. So, you know, I'm not going to steer away from it just because it's on a female, because me personally, I love dressing women. So, shit, you know what I mean? Well, other than that, I don't know. I can't really say. Honestly, I wouldn't have no problem with designing for anyone. I really don't have anyone specific in mind. Never really thought that far about it, but I could say as far as models, I could give you
okay,
that.
Model. Okay, model. Go ahead,
yeah,
model.
Like, all right, that will work, you know.
Okay, let's say model. Let's use model.
Yeah, all right. So I would definitely design a dress for, like, you know, Kendall Jenner, you know, Coco Rocha. I definitely design for them. You know, they, like, when I go to design my clothing, actually, I look forward to, you know, seeing them in my clothing. You feel me? So they're mm-hmm. pretty much more inspiration than any designers, you know, the models and, you know, artists and whatnot. Like, I look at designing differently. Like, you know, I really don't look up to no one because to me it's like art. So, you know, you express yourself. You really don't want to mimic no one. You feel me?
That's definitely number one, yes. Be
yeah,
you.
Definitely.
Be creative as possible. That's dope.
Yeah.
Like, and you name definitely two, you know, beautiful people.
Yeah, appreciate all that. Appreciate
You're
all
welcome.
That. Yeah.
Before I pass over some questions that Thoughts of Fan and Black might have for you, we all want to know if whatever you have designed, do you do special sizes? Do you do custom made orders? Like, how do you give it up? And, you know, as the clothing pieces that you have designed and that's out there right now.
Yeah, I do, Eric. Like, all right, because we had spoke about this. So, like, for someone that's either a bigger size or whatnot, you know, I definitely do custom work on that. You know, it might cost a little bit more, you know, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone knows that anything above X or 1X, matter of fact, is going to cost a little bit more, you know, just for the simple fact of the material. Besides
mm-hmm.
that, the material that I use is definitely, you know, finer material. It's no cheap shit. Like, I actually put in work with everything that is being put together. Like I'm standing behind quality. But other than that, yeah, as for the sizes, I run in UK and US sizes. So certain designs will only be available in the UK size, as well as others will only be available in the, you know, in the US size. And that's as well as material. But like you said, custom work, if someone wants a certain style with a certain type of material, you know, I'll take that on too. So, yeah.
Dope. I also do want to give you, I want to give you a chance to also express the, you know, what you do and how you do it and what your pieces and everything, you know, mean to you. And basically, you know, just talk about what you have, what everything that I was tweet picking. Like, I just want you to express what it is. And I know you have a name because I know people are going to want to know, you know, they're like, okay, where does this come from? So just basically right now is your chance to just explain, you know, everything about your line and what it means to you.
Man, that's going to be a long story, man. I don't even think I got enough time for all that. But, not like, you would just have to pretty much, like, there's a whole storyline, you know, behind, you know, the name, the clothing and whatnot. But as the clothing comes out and, you know, as we keep, you know, working towards whatever goals and whatnot, like, you know, commercials will be releasing. So every commercial, as well as every visual that you start to see, like, the story will start to unravel. So I don't even want to speak on that right now just for the simple fact, I want the viewers to, you know, to stay tuned for that. You know what I mean? Like, they continue to grab everyone's attention, because that's definitely going to be unveiling soon. As far as, you know, inspirations and, like, you know, what everything means to me.
What it means to you.
Yeah, it's like this. It's like I look at clothing as painters look at a blank canvas. You know, they paint on that canvas whatever they feel, whatever they see. I listen to music. Like, there's a lot of designers out there that sketches, their designs out before it gets made. Like me, you know, I listen to music. And I visually see my artwork in front of me without having to, you know, jot it down or write it down and whatnot. Like, music actually brings out images in my head, and I, like, you know, I start putting things together. So once I do that, I go to my this program I use, which I design on and whatnot, and then I go from there and pretty much just put it on there just like that. You know, so it's like, for people to understand more, I don't know how many people went to college and whatnot, but there's a question that they ask you before they place you, you know, in your classes or whatnot. Like, there's a little certain test you have to take, and they ask you, like, do you see pictures when you listen to music? I don't know how many colleges actually ask you that question, but, you know, if anyone ever seen that, then that's what I mean. Like, that's the stat that I'm coming from as far as, you know, seeing my artwork. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just a wide range. Like, I would need y'all to ask me, like, something specific. It's like, you know, because other than that, I would just ramble on about it. Because, like, you know, I really wouldn't be able to touch on every single thing, because honestly, trying to explain your own mind is kind of crazy when you're an artist. like, hands down, like, you know, a lot of artists is crazy. Like, regardless if you're a music artist or, you know, a surrealist or whatnot, like, at the end of the day, like, there's some type of mental issues going on in there, because where it's hard to explain your own thoughts. So I don't know about that.
That's what's up, definitely. And lastly, Belize, if you have anything that you want to say to anyone as far as, you know, actually just, you know, doing what you're doing, do you have any words of encouragement? You can, and then you can also give your shout-outs to who you want to thank, and then also give your plugins, like where everybody can find you at, on Twitter, Facebook, however you get down. What's that new shit, Google Circle or some shit like that, LinkedIn, whatever, if you have that. I don't. But
yeah. I just want to know if I could get a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, man. I definitely spoke to Nikki about that. I already said that I'm going to show love to y'all for sure. So I do. I mean, all right, here we go. Twitter is follow Mozelli. You know, that's what that is. IG is Mozelli Gold. That's the only thing we rocking with. So if you see anything else out there, it's fake. Another thing to let y'all know that y'all are getting certified Mozelli gear is most of our pieces will come with a stitched gold Jesus piece on it. You know, so that's how you definitely know our clothing is authentic, if you're getting it from anywhere else. And I just say that because there's a lot of copiers out there, you know. But other than like I said,
that makes sure it's official. Make sure it's official.
Yeah,
everything else, you know. I mean, especially if you pay your money for it. But if you know you're gonna go get a knockoff, like, then you went over there with $8 or something, so it can't be what it's supposed to be.
If I go straight up Canal Street, your neck turns green.
Word. Exactly. Like, it really does, though. Really does, though. Or, like, for all the females that like to go buy fake Louis and Gucci and all of that off Canal Street, like, don't put, like, a bottle of water in it, because I've seen so many just break this handlebar, just snap because anything. For real. And this is sad because it happened to a female that I know. And I was just like, damn, bitch, like, what you think, you're going to put all that shit in my bag? Busted is real, but I'm not about to fuck up the inside with all your shit. No. Mm-mm. Yeah, it really happened. She put the bottle of water in it, and the fucking straps just broke. And I was just like, yo, that's crazy. I was like, you know, she send it back. She's like, send what back, bitch? I can't go back to the canal. I don't have a receipt. He's not going to be there. In the same spot again. So that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
there's
crazy.
More than one way to find out that, you know, that you got the real thing. I mean, you know, we working on getting bigger, but or we're the only ones that also do the inside label in the way I do it. You know, we do them like purses do it. You know what I mean? So that's another way as well. If it don't have the gold Jesus piece on the left-hand bottom side, then, you know, the inside tag will reveal that it's authentic as well. You know, but other than that, man, I want to give a shout out to Devin Dooley. He's our photographer, you know, as well as my partner. He's definitely dope. He's out of Jersey. He works with a lot of people. Ryan Leslie, he shoots for them. He just shot for Nicki and all that. Nicki Minaj. He does a lot of work in his team too. So pretty much, we're working on getting my clothing and premiered in movies and whatnot right now. Also, I want to shout out to a local native of y'all, Rufy Valdez. She's a surrealist painter. She did a lot of work next to Russell Simmons and whatnot. She just actually had a art show opened up over in Harlem. So you ever check that out.
We're at in Harlem because I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're at Harlem because I actually used to work in Harlem, and I used to work right in back of, like, damn, what's that museum? Like, it's like this black thing. I don't know. But we're at in Harlem exactly.
I'm going to try to, I don't know how fast I can do this, but I don't know the exact spot.
Well, I know you'll let me know.
Yeah. So, thanks. But, yeah, shout out to them pretty much. I'm actually also doing a staff project as well for designing a shirt for an artist right now, Tali. You know, I don't know if you've heard of him, but I think he's leaning towards signing with Wiz Khalifa's label. So, you know, pretty much, like, I have a lot of projects going on myself, you know, so pretty much every day, you know, it's a hustle and we're working over here. But other than that, I want to say that all designers and people that's coming up, no matter what you're doing, you know, just keep grinding in, you know, believing yourself is the most thing, and don't ever think, like, you too small for your dream, you know, because once that's set in, then you're going to fail. So, you know, I just keep things pushing and, you know, never let nobody try and knock you down for real. You know, because there's always going to be some hate, and there's always going to be someone that says they're not going to like your stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you can't let that stop. You know? Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Another thing. I'm managing an artist as well. I'm not really managing, but it's, he spoke about he want me to be that, but me, I'm the type of person that reach out to anyone. Like, if I believe you and I'm going to reach out for you, I don't want nothing in return. It's just all love. But Delay, PK Delay, he coming out with his mixtape as well. I was actually tweeting Nicki about it, actually. Yeah, Solitude, July 20th. So y'all should check out that too. But, yeah, that's everything in a nutshell with me.
That's what's up. Thank you for definitely coming by. Dr. Sin, do you have anything to say to him before he gets out of here? But I definitely do want him to stick around because when we come back, I actually want Thoughts of Sin to read one of his pieces of poetry because I'm dying, not dying like as in laughter, but like I'm dying like an urge to hear, you know, him read one of his pieces because I always do read them when he sends them to me, tweets them to me. And I want you to, you know, to give your input on that. And then we also still have more music that we're going to do, Cram or Jam, and I definitely would want your intake in. We have a couple of topics that are in there. And they have to do along the lines with, like, you know, stereotypes between men and women, which are funny, but you know that they're out there. They're out there. So, Dr. Sand, do you have anything to say to him before he gets out of here?
Now he basically answered everything. Question though, you got as far as the hats go, I seen a hat or two. You gonna have some more hats like lined up in the future? Styles or types?
Yeah. Actually, I'm working on releasing a. Like, I have so much stuff, man. I'm like 5 years. I'm 5 years ahead, honestly. That's another thing I want to say. To anybody that's working, no matter what you're doing, once again, like, don't stop working. And if you feel like you're ahead, like, fuck it, just keep trucking. You know what I'm saying? Like, always stack up material. But yeah, I'm like 5 seasons ahead with the clothing, man. But I haven't released them yet. But the hat. Right now, these will be the last of these styles, so they're pretty much going to be on a rare exclusive level for real, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm definitely going to have new styles coming out soon, like probably fall season type. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Thank you again. Everybody go follow Moselli. I'm saying it right? I'm saying it right because, like,
yeah,
I'm going to
yeah,
get this
yeah.
down.
Twitter.
No, yes.
yeah.
No, everybody Twitter, go follow, Moselli. And, yes, definitely stick, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Black, you already know. Let's get into, because we had the interviewee, Music Maestro, on the show on Tuesday, and he definitely came in and, definitely chopping it up because he he was definitely, yeah. He said that anytime we want him to come back on the show, he's definitely going to come back on because he had fun. And I did promise him that I will be spinning his productions in the mix of today's show. So, everybody, keep rocking out on Real Rap with Nikki, 347-857-4302. And we definitely have Moselli in the building. Everybody follow at Follow Moselli and Thoughts of Sand and Brooklyn Black in the building. And Black, whenever you're ready, let's go.
Where are you? Because I need followers at Brooklyn Black.
Oh,
and
no, you
followers.
Don't.
So you definitely hit us up with the hashtag Real Rap with Nikki. Right now we're getting to a produced by at Music Maestro. That's Maestro with a Y track. This is Noriega featuring Styles P with Come Through.
Here's why they call me the ghost. I'm half live, half dead, and when it's deep, I bring all of the toast. And I got more guns than most of New York. And I ain't got to say shit, cause the ghost of the talk. Holiday style, ignorant nigga. Trade pound, 4 pounds, feel tearing off your ligament, nigga. I'm the hardest rapper out, bitches digging the nigga. And like anybody who beef could swim in the river. When I walk through the door, all the children are shiver. It's like he's so gangster, y'all so pussy. I murder y'all faggots, so y'all don't push me. All I know is going through hell, blum on the shell. I got down so hard, I thought no one would tell. But I was damn wrong, I hold it down like my man's gone. I shoot anything I get my fucking hands on. To leave your coward niggas bloody like a tampon.
Yeah. E-Nick, where you at, nigga?
Yeah, I think I'm tired of rappers talking about all this cheddar. And when you see them in the streets, got a bullshit jetta. I'm like, dawg, stop fronting. You shouldn't be bragging. But why the fuck you got rims if you put your phone swagging? I spit bitches, let my bank account switch digits. And if money was tight, you'd be midget. I spit hard, stay paper. Send a nigga affidavit. And next to God, I'm most niggas' hard favorite. That's all gangster, but you notice them all. And I can bring you to the hood and get over you raw. You see, I live in the streets. Fuck it. I probably got more guns than police. Niggas say I'm too hard. Some niggas too soft. Straight pussy. I heard they suck dick up north. And it ain't so foul. So hold your breath. And you probably still real. Just a gangster left. I can say this is the game I chose.
for this European car and these name brand clothes. Get respect from these niggas, spit game at hoes. Come down with a bounce and a stranger flow. I got bigger than I thought I would. I did shit that I thought I could. Act rowdy cause I fought that good. Them blocks is mine, I bought that hood. They know I squeeze, smoke trees and blow by D.
And your boss even know that your niggas could get it. How your skeleton crack, that's a hole to your finish. How your body tucked up in six different lanes. And you ain't even safe right in front of the thing. They call me Standfield, cause I'm walking to Standfield. And most of y'all niggas run, plus your man's will. Folding up in the corner, behind a van still. And your hoes could get it, and your man's will.
Kamikaze, Nazi, Nazi, copy, poppy. I'm a baller, baller, you're not at all a baller. Twice scorched your daughter, left her home, call her, call her. I'm in a low BM, yeah, with your OBM. We smoking OZM, Trojans and petroleum. Yeah, and that's just in case the hole is thin. Take it off, bend it over, throw it in. Work it, oops. Squirt it, oops. Oops a day, boo, I'm crazy. Choo-choo train, Kukumane, Zulu gang. I'm old school like Bam Bada, no man tata. The damn data, I jam proper, you man's nada.
2L, dip, dip, Santana, sex, sex. Woody, grip, grip, nigga, text, text. Who you with, thought yo set. Dip, set, dip, set, dip, set, what? 2L, dip, dip, Santana, sex, sex. Woody, grip, grip, nigga, text, text. Who you with, thought yo set. Dip, set, dip, set, dip, set.
Santa killer, Jim Jones freaky, killer. You already know what it is, my man Juel Santana. That boy got that crack, man. Diplomat Records, man.
Yeah, yeah, tuned in the Real Rap with Nikki. 347-857-4302. Nikki Balls in the building. Nice little set we had there. Shout out to Music My Show Fleet DJs. Got Thoughts of Sand in the building.
Yeah, already.
Yes, definitely. Shout out to
Radio Twitter account. But I ain't never buy no Canal Street Jordans, guys.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's a fun fact. That's a fun fact. That's a fun fact that you purchased Canal Street Jordans. Like, I want to know, did the man jump or was he, like, doing, like, the 5Gs on the sneaker?
Hey, why don't Canal Street Jordans, B? Black don't even wear Jordans.
Nah.
Oh, my God, people are still buying Jordans. That's what's up. You know, keep, you know, Jordans was still living. But I'm like, is it even that serious to even be going, standing on these major lines for the Jordans? I just want to know because I'm pretty sure you, one of you guys have done it once or twice. You'll probably still do it.
I'll keep it.
I'm
waiting in line for a video game.
Oh, yeah. Video game,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, so has my, So has my fiance, and I was just like, wow, that's crazy.
You know, I waited in line for a video game, but some damn sneakers on a Saturday in the morning? Shit.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Shoes, nah.
Females, I mean, the only time I've seen females doing that, and believe it or not, for shoes like that, are for the Old Navy dollar flip-flops when they come in. Into season, you know, when they drop in on Navy, the dollar flip flops, like, the line is ridiculous. Like, I can't even go purchase any because going there when it first drops, you're not going to get any. And then when you go back the next day, it's not going to be your size, not going to be the color that you want. It's too messy. I'm pretty sure if they was giving out, like, free makeup and shit, the lines would be long, or if they was, like, giving out discounted Mac or something. I don't know what you ladies like to wear nowadays. Because makeup has, like, I think makeup has gone to the extreme. I don't know how you fellas feel about it because, you know, I don't really wear makeup. I don't really wear makeup too much. I mean, you know, the most I'll do is, you know, eyeliner, mascara. I'm not even really into lipsticks. Like, I'll put some gloss on, like, because I have full lips.
You already know
so.
For those who don't know, this Nikki got a set of soup coolers.
A nice set of them things too.
So I don't even need to really draw enough more attention to them. So I just feel like some gloss, or I'm even good with like cocoa butter and stuff like that. Like, you know, I still be popping a little bit, you know. But I don't do the whole makeup, the whole, you know, the foundation, the blush, the primer. The this,
that's
the that, like, it's fucking summertime. Like, are you kidding me?
And that shit don't wash out of bed sheets that well either, yo.
It really doesn't. It's white shirt, button-down shirts to wear. That shit just, God forbid you hug a nigga with a white tee on.
Look like you melted a clown on the fucking pillowcase.
And then some makeups, like, you know, ladies, like, they do have for you know, if you sweat or, you know, like I said again, I'm not into it that much, but I do know that they have certain things. Like, you're not supposed to, if you have oily skin, you're supposed to get, like, a powder to something, whatever. But if you have dry skin, you know, that's when you use the oil. But the oil and the heat, you know, it will melt. So how does that work, you know? And you have the eyeshadow and, oh, God. I mean, you know, some of y'all put it together nice.
That's a lotion if your face was dry. Why you need all this extra shit?
But don't even front like you guys. That's not what y'all attracted to, because that's like a majority of females that you do
see. Once I see that fine line that separates the makeup line and her actual skin color. Like, yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Just look at her neck, like, look by her collarbone, because I highly doubt that. Some females, they put it all the way down, but it's just like, yeah, if you look at the neck or if you look at the arms and the face and the back of the neck, because females don't think to put
on my pillowcase, my T-shirt, none of that. That sheet, And see, that's how niggas get caught with side chicks, because you'll have your main chick, and she'll be none of that. She team natural, but then your side chick, she wear makeup and she
it's fucking
like
team
that.
Gremlin. Team Gremlin.
Your car, then she folks sweeping the car. She got a pink white print on the stand headrest. Your wife gets the car, so I'm like, what the hell is this? And you stuck.
No, see, I even
I don't like makeup, none of that.
I even gave up, you know, like when I got with my fiance, you know, in the beginning of the relationship, you know, yeah, well, we were friends like before anything, but we were friends when we were younger, so it was years where we weren't physically like hanging out and seeing each other, but we always remained friends, and you know, I was a point where, like, when I first, like, we first started talking, I was in the whole fad with the whole eyelashes. And, like, you know, everybody keeps saying you don't need them. You know, I mean, they look nice, but you don't need them. You don't need them. And, you know, oh, my God, my father, he would go crazy, like, oh, my God, that you can get an infection. Like, those are dangerous and stuff like that and all this other crap. But he didn't like them because it was so many times where, yeah, I would blame him for if I woke up the next morning and I had a couple missing. I would blame him, and he would hate to having to give me that, you know, good old whatever, whatever, to go replace them shits. And it was just like, you don't need them. Like, if I'm going to have to, every time we lay down, if I'm going to have to wake up in the morning and pay for your eyelashes to be put back on, like, that's a lot. And it took me a while. I walked around like a cancer patient for a while, and they finally grew in. And when they grew in nice. And now, yeah, all I need is mascara. But I think that that's just a lot, you know. Like I said, I mean, isn't he going to see your natural face anyway? It's going to be what so long you have to hide behind that, especially if it's a dude that you really are trying to pursue. You know, he's going to see, like, if you, with makeup on, you don't have any blotches or you know, blackheads or scars or marks on your face, and then when you wash it off and you do, like, he's going to see that.
Uh-huh.
He's going to see it, I believe. But, yes, let's talk about stereotypes between some women and men. And Black, let's see if you can name me one stereotype about men.
Stereotype about men?
Uh-huh. Yes.
All we do is scratch ourselves, fart, and watch football.
It is a stereotype, but majority of niggas do.
You know, and what type of men we talk about? We talk about Black men. We talk about light skinned niggas.
We can
talk about
if you want to break it, if you want to break it down like that, we can break it down like that. Okay, so was that for the dark skinned men then? That all they do?
Hold on.
All right. What about light skinned niggas? What's their stereotype? What's light skinned niggas? I hate it, like, that they're bitches or some shit like that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That they oversensitive.
Niggas too sensitive for it.
They're emotional. They like perms. You know, they don't know how to act after drinking dark liquor.
Oh my gosh!
You know, it's a whole lot of shit, and they're just like, you know, they just do naturally feminine shit. And most of the times when we see or hear about some real ratchet going down in the Black community, it evolves around the light skin niggas.
Sure enough.
Now, I really feel for y'all light skin brothers, because Black is definitely going in on y'all. But I don't know, for some reason I am team light skin. Like, I am light skin, but I love dark. I don't know.
Yeah, I already know.
You know, y'all light skin women got some shit about y'all too.
What? That were crazy? Because yes, women. No. I think that would be the general stereotype of a woman, that women are crazy.
Said it right there. What, we crazy? Yeah.
Look how you said it, though. For real.
Women are crazy. Yeah, but light skinned women are the type to write shit on your bathroom mirror. Light skinned women. Then was to show up at your job and scream at your coworker when she wasn't there. Maybe you haven't done it, but I've seen it. Shit. Don't tell me.
So you see, Majority, so no dark skinned bitch has ever rolled up in a nigga job like, look, Tyrone.
And also, I don't know if that's you, but light skinned women, most light skinned women cannot cook.
I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Stuff and all that.
I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Microwave.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, you know, I'm stepping it up in that field because, you know, as you know, I'm you know, just newly engaged and, you know, got the whole family thing going. I have my two girls and I have my own apartment and, you know, we're all living together. So, you know, of course, when you're a woman and you have kids, you have to cook all the time anyway. And, yeah, I was always spoiled my whole entire life and currently kind of still is. But my kids do come first, more so than ever now. But I'm still stepping it up. I'm still learning. Like, I'm not, because I'm pretty sure, like, the other day, you know, I had to do the show, but I had to cook dinner before I did the show, and I'm trying to cook dinner as fast as I can, and I'm pretty sure I probably made the chicken a little bit too salty. But nobody, they told me it was good. I felt like it was. But dark-skinned bitches, a lot of, you know, I know of a dark-skinned bitch that doesn't cook because she's like, nah. All that grease popping, all that sweating, I'll just, I keep it simple. If I can't pop it in the microwave, I'll go to mom's house. Okay.
Gotta be a lonely
woman. I think the one stereotype I do not like about women, too, is that women can't drive for shit. I hate that. I feel like it's because most men are asshole drivers that us women, you know, we're not trying to get sucked into the assholeness, and
well,
we try to be precautious.
Yeah,
you know, like, I don't feel like, you know, we can't drive for shit. I don't feel like people should say that the best, like, you know, women, a woman's place, I guess, is in the kitchen while the man, I guess, goes out to work. Really? Now, do you think that men are stereotyped to be like sex obsessed? Do you think so?
Wait, we're stereotyped to do what?
Do you think men are stereotyped to be sex obsessed? Like they like y'all just obsessed with sex? Is that a stereotype that men? Do you think men carry?
Yeah, that's what I thought you think about sex. You know why? Because y'all women think about it just as much as we do.
Just as much, yeah.
Not more. And then y'all think about sex. We do, but you guys display it more. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you guys are more, like, this is why we would say that you guys are sex obsessed, because you guys, like, you know, you could see a girl and you could, like, you know, like, grab your dick and, like, make the gesture, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's displaying that, you know, you want something to happen, or, like, you know, you're feeling a certain type of way, versus a woman, you know, I can't speak for all females, but I don't know. Yeah, although I think about it, you know, I might say it, I might not say it. You know, I might show it. I might, you know, jump on you. I might not. But men, I feel like y'all display it, like, a lot. And, yeah, that's why women always be like, oh, well, all men want is sex. All they want is sex.
Shoot, females be the same way, man.
Right. What was the word? What was the acronym last week? Thoughts? What, like,
oh,
I guess
thoughts.
That?
That hole over there.
Yeah.
I guess so. And one more, we're gonna cover one more topic before we go on another commercial break, before we play another artist music, because I'm definitely waiting to critique it. I hope the next one is definitely something I would jam, because yeah.
We had to turn that last one in the trash.
Yeah, it was definitely trash. All right, do you guys feel like women have more affairs than men? When it comes down to relationship, do you think the women...
Emotional.
What?
They have more emotional affairs than men. Men have more physical.
No. Well, wait. Well, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the question of the answer.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, Stan, it feels so good to be back, right?
Yes. Go ahead.
Look, women, they're more, like I said, they have more emotional affairs because they don't just out and do it. You know what I mean? They calculate. They hold auditions. They do callbacks. They do referendum background checks on the niggas. So, if he's even worthy to get that far. And then after that, she may give him some butt because, you know, he's there when she needs a shoulder to cry on, when her main nigga's out clubbing with his boys, when he should be home cuddling. So, you know, he may get some. Now, men are more physical. We're not used to going out to the clubs like that, and we chilling, and then it just happens, boom, pussy's in our lap. We don't know what to do. Our brains do not know
boom,
how to process.
Dick is in my butt.
can't process
between,
all of that. Yeah.
In between, like, I mean, hey, okay.
Yeah.
Don't know how to process.
What the fuck
that?
You think a dub
like,
is, though?
Your mechanism catches up. So as soon as the guy goes, hey, yo, ma, that shit bounces right off your foreskin and hits him in the face. Now, if a dude go outside, some girl go, hey, daddy, how you looking? We go, hey, what's up?
And what it do?
Because we don't know how to process. We don't know how to really deflect all that shit. So imagine we in the club. We done had three shots of Patrol, some Henny, and we dancing, and shorty thick with a short skirt on, and it's a good time, and I have to have a rubber in my pocket, and she ain't got no drawers on. I'm going in. I'm not doing it, like, because I don't love my girl.
Not even trying to find out if she's in a relationship. We just going to go just...
When the opportunity presents itself as a man, you hop on it before the opportunity disappears. So when it gets there and we about to do it and I'm up and she's ready to go, like, you know, so I'm not thinking, things about my girl, I'm doing this because I need a breath of fresh air. No, I'm going to get this guy and... this opportunity is right here, and I hope to God that none of her chicken head further in the same club, or
oh my God.
Some dude at friend zone is in the club. Because the NFC,
they're always there, though.
You know what I'm saying? So, you capitalize. So, like I said, it's more of a physical thing. Like, we do it because it's there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, according to, you know, recent survey, women are more likely to have affairs than men because it's just a popular notion that men are more prone to strain outside relationship marriages. So, you know, yeah, like women, they can't resist temptation, I guess, sometimes when that happens. Because, yeah, like you said, when I guess he goes out and I guess he should be home, I don't know, because ladies, we do have to let them go out, you know, but I guess for those men that do just always, just because it's like, fuck it, I can get up, I can go, this bitch ain't gonna stop me, or she do, like, I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna fuck her, everything's gonna be all right. No, like, you know, there's always that guy, which is sometimes the guy in the friend zone or whatever have you, and he's out, like, it's always gonna be somebody that's gonna wanna chill with her if you're not chilling with her. I mean, and that's vice versa for men. I mean, like, a lot of men will just try to be like, no, like, they'll make it to where, like, their girls know. Like, they can't do anything. Like, no, you can't chill. No. But then he won't be there. And then it's just like, okay. Because I don't think niggas nowadays like the fact that their women have male friends. Because I guess y'all feel like,
look,
that nigga's waiting to get in the friend zone.
Me personally,
I'm actually going to settle down. She can have many male friends as she wants. She can have male friends at the crib.
Yeah.
For grass. It doesn't matter to me. Why? Not that because I'm out doing dirt with females, because, you know, that I'm an asshole, but I'm no jerk. But anyway, not because of that, but because I got enough trust in my lady, you know what I'm saying, to know, like, yo, I can leave her in a room full of dudes, you know what I'm saying, and nothing will happen. Now, if something does happen, she wasn't mine to begin with.
Straight up.
Period. You know,
that's real rap. That definitely is real rap.
I'm with you on that.
I agree with that one.
Definitely, I believe.
Now, and that's why I would never also, sorry, I know we, you know, but we are a little bit extended, but, and also, if doing a single dude is going to do what a single man is going to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if it's, like it's certain boundaries, like a friend, a close relative, like a brother or some shit, you know, then, no, they're off limits, best friend off limits, but if a single dude gets thrown at that thing, he gonna take it, like I said on Tuesday show.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't fault the dude for his for his actual nature. And I'm saying you fault the woman because she's the one in the relationship, not him.
A dude would definitely take the situation, especially if he's been wanting it for a while and she handed it to him. Of course he gonna take it.
But my whole thing is like this, and you know, like it was funny because my mother, we were laughing about it when we was in the car the other day, and you know, she's like, a lot of these dudes, what they be saying in their songs is like, you know, they're always saying like, you know, oh yeah, oh hey yeah, well we talked about him last week, oh yeah, it's Mr. Still Your Girl, or you know, I bet I could, your man can't do it like this, or that, and then it's just like. If you know that she has a man, why are you even trying to even flaunt that or throw that out there?
Six words, because that's none of my business.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What? I'm talking as a single dude right now. I don't know if she ain't got a lady, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking as a single dude. Now, I approach a girl on the street, and I don't know her man, and she's like, I got a man. I'm like, okay, that's nice, but what that mouth do?
Oh my
God!
This is real rough, is it not?
Is it is? Yes, it is.
It is. It definitely is. But
indeed, it is.
As grown as I am, I don't know those words. Like they kind of like, I don't know. They it's creepy. What that mouth do is creepy.
What that mouth
do? That's just, I don't know. I don't know. It's just,
well,
it has a creepy
nice
feel to it.
Like, hey, do you swallow? What would you rather some dude say to you?
What that mouth
do? Not saying it'll be said to
no,
like
I'd rather, no. No, how about a guy just find out, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he's supposed to be got game like that, if he can fucking, you know what I'm saying? If he can get it that far, he can find out what her mouth does. Because sometimes a female can be like, oh, yeah, like, well, I'll do this, and I can do this, and I can do that. And then when she actually does it, it's like,
that
nah.
Mouth
from
shit.
That mouth is on pause, like.
Yeah.
No.
So you much rather a man finesse you to talk and tell you what the mouth do, or just say what the mouth do? Which one is it?
I'd rather him just let me show him. Like, don't ask me about it. Don't.
Oh, straight up.
Yeah, like,
but
yeah,
you
like,
know
don't
why
ask
we
me.
That because closed mouths don't get fed.
Closed mouths don't get fat, but then it's just like I said again, like, oh my God, like, no. Right. No. I just don't feel like you should ask that. Just let it happen, like.
That's true, too. Just let it happen.
Because a lot of times when you, like, I don't know, that's just me. Everybody's different. But anyway, yeah. Like, let's get into this, next track so I can let you know and everybody know if I was cramming to jam it.
This is the Homeboy Ferrari franchise, Too Much, on Real Bad with Nikki on Free Game Radio 347-857-4302. And we talked a whole lot of stuff. Shout out to Paulo Mojo. We have to bring him back because I know he got.
We're
going to
bring him back. Exactly. And I definitely do want to bring him back after the commercial break, so tune in.
And we'll be right back. Hit us up 347-857-4302. Join the conversation, hashtag The Real Rap with Nikki, and that's Nikki with 2 K's, all right? And we'll be right back.
Yo, I don't think I should have had that last shot, man. I feel like, I think I had too much to drink, too much to smoke, give me too much. I think I had too much to drink, too much to smoke. Give me some.
I smoke it up until my eyes ruby. We taking shots, people think we got the cootie. My coolie pussy clean, but we shooting dirty movies. She with it cause she already know the name. I mean it's 3G.
You can see the frames.
It's Sizzle, baby. That's how I do things. Lighting up something different on that 2 chain. Higher than a bitch. I ain't never coming down. Cause even if I did, fly niggas can't touch the ground. I keep on rolling loud. Yo, shit not a fan. I'ma light it up. Fuck if the cops is around now. I do me. I don't owe no favors. Cause I go too hard. Now I got too many haters. Too much to drink. Way too many papers. Get fucked up and then forget it. Like a night of hate. We doing us, haters say we do too much. Cause we pop too many bottles, we don't do too many cuts. That means drinking out the bottle, sipping till I feel fucked up. Then I'm gonna roll a big butt with that surface up. Jury shining like I pull a curtain up. Tell us on me, she ain't gotta bring a purse with her. She wavy like a mermaid, bitches hate like Ursula. Body of a goddess, think I'm about to spit this verse of her. Beat it like I'm working up. Oh yeah, she loving it. Homie, I could catch a bitch. She said you ain't cutting it. You think that we do too much? You ain't doing much with it. We just make that money talk. Seem like you ain't discussing it. Can't fuck with it. About to sip and smoke some more. So many raw papers thought I bought the corner store. I'm way too high. Trust me, I could keep it low. About to flip the mold. Bust a bitch. Give me
some more. Too much to drink. Too much to smoke.
Real Rap with Nikki, 347-857-4202. That was Franchise with Too Much. Me personally,
yeah.
I was digging the beat.
Yeah, definitely. Wait, let me shut up because I just want to, you know, that was definitely the person that we had on Tuesday. Franchise wrote. Definitely a good friend of mine. So, yes, Black, what would you think? Would you cram it or would you jam it?
I jam it.
And why is it that you'll jam it?
Like I said, the beat was kind of like I was trapping in New York. You know, on that down sound shit, I was bouncing and shit. You know, I have snap on a couple, but it definitely had that down south banger beat to it, though.
Styrofoam cup. All right. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, yeah. Me personally, I would definitely jam that. You know what I'm talking about? I feel bad I ran out of my 1800 because, man, that thing, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm really vibing that song, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, man, I just listened to that earlier today, too. But at the same time, that song there, jamming. I like that joint, though. Definitely we'll jam that again some other time.
That's what's up. Definitely, like I said again, shout out to Ferrari. I definitely would jam it, of course. That definitely. Was... Yeah, the beat was a catchy beat, you know what I'm saying? I definitely did listen to what he was saying. And he was focused, and he loves to smoke, obviously. Hey. So I definitely want to hear what Moselli has to say. So, yeah, let's get a feel of would you cram it or would you jam it?
Yeah, I jam it, throwing a hook on it.
You feeling the hook? That's what's up.
Yeah, that hook catchy right there. So, you know, I give props where it's due.
That's what's up. Definitely wish. Shout out to him. All right, so I know you was listening and everything. give me a stereotype of men and women that we haven't named tonight so far.
Alright, let's see. All men are the same. I gotta touch on now. All men are the same.
That gets thrown around a lot. But
yeah.
Then, same thing for women. But you know what? I mean, sometimes I believe a lot of women scream that is just due to, like, society. I think it's the generation. I honestly do. Because, I mean, look how many, you know what I'm saying? Look how many guys that are having sex with females and getting them pregnant. And, you know, whether it was the girl that they wanted to be with, because, of course, you know, we all don't have that choice unless you do plan for it. You know, look how many of them, like, you know, become deadbeats. So that's where the trend deadbeats comes, because there's so many people doing it, or females. Like, I guess you can say for females, you know, so many females are stripping, because I know what a stereotype for women is, like, what they would say, like, oh, strippers, I think strippers fuck better, or strippers are supposed to be, they're supposed to have, like, better pussy than women that don't strip.
I don't know. I think everything is becoming an excuse now.
I think it is, too. I think, I mean, yeah. And why do you feel that way?
Because, I mean, I don't know, like, it's like, you know, women these days, you know, when they say all men are the same, it's like, one, you know, when you got trust issues, or, you know, trying to put another man baggage on a new nigga, it's like, at the end of the day, that new nigga ain't never do shit to you. You know what I'm saying? He got a clean slate. You know what I mean? So, it's like women these days, they get a self, you know, the excuse to be unfaithful. Or to me, honestly, I feel like women use it just to continue to be a hoe without being called a hoe.
Well, that's the saying. What do you have to say about that?
I couldn't hear him, honestly.
Earl Black, and before I ask you to repeat yourself, Black, if you did hear him, what did you feel about that?
I'm sorry?
Did y'all even hear what he said about...
I didn't hear him.
Black, did you hear?
No, I didn't hear him at all. I was about to say for him to repeat himself, but I can't hear him.
All right, I'll do
okay.
that.
Well, I'm the only one that can hear him. Like, that's crazy. Like, all right,
everybody can hear me now? Yeah, everybody can hear me now?
We got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. All right,
No, it's all good. It's all good, man. Not saying I think women use it as an excuse now, because when they say all men are the same, you know, it's like they putting, you know, the old nigga baggage on a new dude, and he ain't even do anything yet. You know, he ain't giving no, you know, no bad taste in that female's mouth yet. You know what I'm saying? So for me, to me, it seemed like women use it now to continuously be free, or to be a hoe, you know, without being called out on it, you know?
I agree.
Yeah, definitely agree, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, a lot of women, you know, a lot of times they do be battered in relationships, you know what I'm saying? Especially if it's been multiple men that's been doing the same thing. And then when a dude do come around who's honestly and truly sincere, they just can't get that vibe because there's so many times and so many different dudes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they want to notice it, though, either, though, honestly, me,
yeah.
My perspective.
No, when they go back in that same cycle, when you repeat the same... Yes, that's when you realize.
Right,
yeah.
but then also, too, it's just like, okay, well, you have some dudes that, you know, would try it. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes they want to see how far they could get. And in certain situations as a female, it's like sometimes, yeah, if you have been in previous relationships where you have been cheated on and you have been, you know, done dirty, and when you start dealing with the new nigga and when he starts showing some of those characteristics, like, up front, it's like, what do you do? Or how do you think? Like, all right, yeah, he's his own individual. He's somebody new. But, like, this nigga is starting to do the same shit that, or he's doing the same shit that this, I stop fucking with this nigga for.
That'd be a repeat then. That'd be a repeat on her end then. Because,
But can it be a scenario where, okay, and but then you don't, there hasn't been a time where a dude would do that, and then, like, once it's been brought to his attention that, yeah, like, okay, she called me out of my shit, and I honestly really do want to be with this person, so I have a change of heart. So now it's like, now I know where I stand, so it's not me, you know, being the same, you know, like, they switch it up after being called out on their bullshit. Is that me still repeating the cycle? Because in the beginning, he tried it.
Yeah, you're...
Because I guess with people, you know what I'm saying? I guess we all... Don't we all test the waters with certain people? Even as down to, like, people that you consider to be your best friend or somebody you confide in, like, you know, once you tell a person a secret and they don't share it and it doesn't get out, then I'm pretty sure, like, most likely, again, like, you'll probably, for the next secret that you do have, you'll tell them again. Because they didn't
say
anything.
Yeah,
I think there's still a big mixture, you know, missing in all of that, though, because everybody categorizes themselves. You see what I'm saying? Like, say, like, let's just split it down the middle. Like, you got the good niggas, then you got, like, hood niggas. Most women like hood niggas and shit. You see what I'm saying? So if she going to continue to talk to certain types of hood niggas, you know, she going to obviously see the same type of, you know, result. So she can't blame... down on no one but herself, you feel me? And most women these days, they don't allow themselves to, you know, open their mind up or themselves up to a different type of dude and a different type of life. You feel what I'm saying?
But I feel like, that's true, but to every male that's like that, there is definitely a female that's like that. You know, it is vice versa because, you know, in today's society, like, yeah, it's just a simple fact that there's women that have the mentality like, okay, you know what, yeah, I'm gonna fuck niggas and get money because, you know, that's what I could do, that's what I'm about to do. And, you know, you have niggas that be like, you know, fuck, is money over bitches, like, I'm gonna always get my money at the end of the day because I guess what, I can't trust no female, and I know a bitch will go, but my money, you know, it'll still be here, whatever that motto, you know, stands for.
Yeah, that's categorizing it, so...
But I mean, at the end of the day, when you say hood niggas and then good niggas, you know. I mean, I don't know, cause I feel like not every hood nigga moves the same way. Yeah, he may be a hood nigga, but he can be a hood nigga with good nigga fucking morals.
Yeah, no, when I said that, I just split it straight down the middle just so it'll be easier to grasp. You know, I definitely, like, there's all types of people no matter, you know, where they at, you know what I mean? But just saying, like, all right, say, like you're saying, different type of, you know, hood nigga that, you know, has, you know, good intentions or whatnot, you feel me? Like, the female, you know what I'm saying, disrespects that, though. You feel me? She disrespects that good side and that hood the most. You feel me? Like, it's not all... I'm going to just say this. It's not always the male's fault. You feel me? Like, I think women these days want to be forgiven for everything. Like, I think it's like...
But men, too.
Men
nowadays, they don't like to admit.
I think it's the same, not all men, but I definitely just feel like I don't think no one really wants to step up to the plate, you know what I'm saying, and drop the bullshit, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I don't think nobody want to feel like being a sucker in that type of situation, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a fight over control at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
It is. It is a fight over control, and I definitely do feel like, you know, there's, like, so many different I believe, like, if you can take a female, and like I said, again, to every female, there is that male. Like, you have, like, let's say, if I had to, like, pick one word to describe a female, let's say we were talking about the sneaky female. In your opinion, what do you think, saying, like, give me your definition of the sneaky female?
That's to me?
I mean, sneaky. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, or let's say they man supposedly sleep, you know what I'm saying? And then, I mean, they be out, like, on their little creek, you know what I'm talking about? Or do go out somewhere and they slide and sneaking, you know what I'm saying? Hitting up other niggas and trying to see what's happening with them, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just something on the slide. It could be something simple as even, but a lot of times too, it could be something as simple as a conversation, you know what I'm saying? And then it's kind of slide like that. That might be all they really need at the time, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they're not getting it from they mate, so they slide somewhere else and get it from another source. But it's not always in a bad light, though, but it's still kind of sly when you, you know what I'm saying, taking it from one place to another.
All right, well, I feel like this. The sneaky female is, you know what I'm saying, she knows exactly what you're doing, but she won't say shit because, like, she's been doing it. That's being sneaky. Mm-hmm. Like, she's doing it. You know what I'm saying? Then you have the female, you know what I'm saying, that is desperate. You know what I'm saying? She has to have a man in her life, or she has to have somebody in her life. She feels like if she doesn't, she can't live. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, like, she stays, like, no matter what. She stays no matter what, like, it don't, she's gonna ride it out because she's so desperate. Like, oh my God, like, you cheat on me. Yeah, I will take you back. You know what I'm saying? You have females that are like the denial females who, you know, like, she know the truth, but she won't admit it to herself. Her nigga will flirt with somebody in her face, but she'll still feel like, oh no, like, you know, he's just kidding. No, he's friendly. He's friendly.
That's how he is.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of females that are like that, definitely. I'm about to get into, because the show is definitely about to come to a close, and I definitely do want to get into another Cram of the Jam It. Like, I know, like, the call logs, like, I can't even see from where I'm sitting right now, but I want to get into another Cram It. Oh, okay. So, do you want to bring the caller in?
On real quick, because he's been rocking with us for a minute. So he knows we've been here talking that good, you know, saying that truth, as I believe Father Moselle had put so eloquently on Twitter. last four digits, 4378. You are live on Real Rap with Nikki. Who's this? Four, 3, 7, 8, you're live on the air.
What up, though?
Yo,
hey.
Yo, what's
good, Jay Fresh, man.
Huh? Oh, hey, what's going on, Jay Fresh? How you doing?
Hey, chilling, man, chilling in the country. What's going on with y'all?
Definitely doing okay right now. Where exactly are you from in the country? You say you're from the country. Where you from?
I'm down here in South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina.
Yeah, all I've been rocking with y'all from day one, so I had to plug me.
Aw, thank you. Shout out to you. And I know you was listening, whatever, like, what is your intake? We were talking about, a lot of shit. Damn. But, what's your intake on, you know, women out of these days, and do you feel like they just try to, like, they, how did you say it? they want to be forgiven for everything. Do you feel that way about women out there? Like, they just want to be forgiven for everything?
No. No. For some, it just depends on how big it is, but we'd be like, okay, let's go. That's on you. That's how we men are. But that's how I am. Like, that's on you. But some females don't really care what you be doing. You know, they do it regardless. You know.
Yeah, that's that South women right there.
Really, because I'm about to say us North women, us North women, I mean, it's going to be like, it's not that, yeah, like, it's, yeah, I do care what you do, because if you're going to, like, you don't do that being with me, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to do you, but, like, if I'm going to be walking around here like, oh, yeah, this is my man or whatever, because for God forbid, we run into an old male friend of mine while we're together, and I'm like, oh, hey, this is my friend, and I introduce you as a friend, you're going to have a heart attack. So if you're going to want me to claim you to what you're supposed to be, then, like, yeah, of course I'm going to want to know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah. But, like, it's vice versa. It's like, we men be thinking, like who this hell is, or who this dude texting the phone, or what's up with
right.
that. But when females, once that one female man, oh, it's over. They gonna do whatever they come to mind, care how you feel about it. It's crazy.
Get that. Some females, cause yeah, you know, like yeah, when they get out there to hurt you, like yeah, they'll fuck your friend. They'll even probably get you set the fuck up, cause like they just cannot stand your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's where Black would say that light skinned females are crazy, cause they do shit like that, huh? They get a nigga set up once.
Yeah, that's that dead county right there.
Yeah, you can say that a little.
I've seen more dark skin women do more crazier shit than light
skin.
This
is what I'm saying. But he wanted to and say that light skin females are crazy. Like, they do crazy shit, like show up at your job and, like,
calling the cops, they locking you up.
Yes, he did hit me. Yes, he did. And he fucking knocked over my lamp. Yes, he did. Yep, I pressed charges. Mm-hmm.
But it's going back to the G code too, though. Like, game recognize game sometimes, you know. Game recognize game sometimes.
Well, what the fuck is the G code though? Like, what? Cause is that the guy code? I'm sorry, that's the guy code.
Yeah,
that's what the G code stands for.
Yeah. So you can't let yourself be known. You gotta do know stuff, but you can't say it until the right time. Like, I know what you're doing, but I'm gonna say it back and I'm gonna tag you with it a couple of times when it's time to. I done seen it, like, one of my homegirls, she got a dude she talked to in the club balling, you know, with her homegirl, and another guy she don't even know got her number, went home with him, and well, next day right back with her boyfriend. Bro, I see some crazy shit now.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's definitely crazy. But we are definitely coming to the closing of the show, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Definitely everybody blowing up my Twitter. I'm multitasking right now, doing so much shit. I will definitely hit everybody up at the end of the show. But thank you again for the interview of the night. Everybody follow at Mozelli. Mozelli, yes, definitely. And yes, Black, like Black said, like, you know, he's going to be waiting on his gear. So once you tell him you're going to send it to him, definitely got to show love. And I always, you know, whenever I do get shit like that, I definitely do, you know, try to put it on, tweet some pictures and stuff like that. So
I ain't going to want to hit the model runway with all that on. But,
just
let me know sizes. Look out. That's all.
I definitely will. And like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you're doing and what you got going on, especially if what you're doing is basically being positive to you and is actually helping you. Fuck them. Do what you got to do. And as always, tune in with Real Rap with Nikki on Tuesday. Definitely have some more interviews and some more stuff. And mwah, good night.
I just want to give a shout out to anyone who called through tonight, everyone who, you know, joined this rap show. Don't forget to hit us all up on Twitter. You know, we definitely got talking. Go and follow the show, pregame_radio. Hit us up with the hashtag Real Rap with Nikki. Tune into us tomorrow night where I'll be in the building doing pregame radio. Definitely, everyone tune in for that. We got new music. You know, who knows who popped through this week. 347-857-4302. And as always, fellas, don't be a fool, rap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Clam. I rap a lot, don't drink and drop. We want to see you on the next one. All right, and shout, once again, shout out to everyone who was saying, thoughts to saying, good looking out, homie.
Always. No, I'm talking about. And, oh, yeah. And I just want to give a shout out to, you know what I'm saying, F5_Chad. Must follow that dude. You know what I'm talking about? And shout out to Sauce_Lane. You know what I'm talking about? And most definitely, my niggas from that Gump, Great Under Major Pressure. You hear me? Touch Money, what's happening? You know what I'm talking about? Live House, what it do? And I'm me, Thoughts of Sand. You hear me? Follow me, what's happening?
All right, y'all. Good night.
Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.